This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today successfully secured the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana, the mastermind of the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, after years of sustained and concerted efforts to bring the key conspirator behind the 2008 mayhem to justice. A special flight carrying the terror attack mastermind landed at Palam Airport in Delhi this evening. Rana was being held in judicial custody in the US pursuant to proceedings initiated under the India-US Extradition Treaty for his extradition. NIA said the extradition finally came through after Rana exhausted all legal avenues to stay the move. With the active assistance of US Department of Justice, the US Sky Marshal, NIA worked closely with other Indian intelligence agencies, NSG, through the entire extradition process, with the Ministry of External Affairs and the Ministry of Home Affairs to take the matter to a successful conclusion. Rana is accused of conspiring with David Coleman Headley, alias Daud Gilani, and Lashkar-e-Taiba and Harkat-ul-Jihadi-Islami, along with other Pakistan-based co-conspirators, to carry out the devastating terror attacks in Mumbai in 2008. A total of 166 persons were killed and over 238 injured in the deadly attacks. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on an official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava today. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blanár. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnerships and turn business prospects into real collaborations. She said the forum serves as an excellent platform to explore synergies and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leaders to seize the opportunities and convert these into concrete results.
India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. Our expectation is to become a $5 trillion economy in the coming years, and we hope to do it in partnership with our friends such as Slovakia. India is one of the fastest growing economies in the world, and Slovakia, with its strong industrial base and strategic location in Europe, presents great opportunities for deeper trade and investment ties.
President Murmu has been awarded the honorary doctorate by the Constantine, the Philosopher University in Nitra, in recognition of her distinguished career in public service, social justice and advocacy for education and women's empowerment. In her address, President Murmu emphasized the transformative power of education, reflecting on her journey from teacher to the highest office. Slovakia's President Peter Pellegrini noted the visit marked a significant step in strengthening bilateral ties. In Bihar, at least 28 people were killed and more than 5 injured in rain-related incidents and lightning across Nalanda, Jehanabad, Muzaffarpur, Araria and Begusarai districts today. Nalanda reported the highest casualties with 18 deaths, while 9 people died and 5 others were injured at a temple in Bihar Sharif when a wall collapsed. Casualties were also reported in Islampur, Silao, Rahui and Giriak blocks. Several parts of the state were lashed by sudden rains accompanied by gusty winds this evening. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has expressed grief over the loss of lives. He also announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh each to the next of the kin of the deceased. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana for the national capital. On the occasion, they distributed Ayushman health cards to the residents of the city. The scheme provides free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 164 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Delhi Capitals were 52 for 3 in 8 overs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. Put to bat first, Royal Challengers scored 163 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.